As part of this week's prisoner exchange between Israel and the Hezbollah guerrillas of Lebanon, Israel has handed over the remains of 59 Lebanese fighters. Most of them were killed during Israel's 22-year occupation of South Lebanon. Early this morning, NPR's Ivan Watson watched the transfer of the bodies at the Rasnakura checkpoint on the Israeli-Lebanese border.
Six Red Cross trucks loaded with coffins crossed into Lebanese territory this morning at a clifftop border checkpoint overlooking the Mediterranean Sea. Before the watchful eyes of the crew of an Israeli gunboat patrolling just offshore, uniformed Hezbollah members unloaded the wooden caskets and then decorated them with Lebanese flags and plastic flowers. Most of the 59 bodies were those of Lebanese militants who died in the 1980s, fighting against the Israeli occupation of southern Lebanon. Israel handed over the remains in exchange for the bodies of three Israeli soldiers held by Hezbollah for the past 3 years. A Lebanese military band played a funeral dirge as the coffins were escorted to a seaside memorial service attended by Lebanese government officials, Hezbollah members, and clerics from the country's various religious sects. Less than an hour's drive away, another marching band commemorated the prisoner exchange with a much happier melody. It seemed nearly all of the residents of the hilltop village of Jabshit had gathered to offer Sheikh Abdul Karim Abaid a hero's welcome. He returned to Lebanon yesterday along with 20 other Lebanese militants released by Israel. Abdul Amir Speer, an elderly resident of Jabshit, described the night in 1989. Helicopter-borne Israeli commandos kidnapped Abaid from his home.
They shut the door and entered. They put handcuffs over his wife's hands and then they took him out.
Israel hoped to use Abaid as a bargaining chip to obtain the release of a captured Israeli Air Force navigator. After spending nearly 15 years in an Israeli prison, Abaid finally returned to his hometown to scenes of wild jubilation. Celebratory gunfire crackled nearby, and women threw flower petals and candy at the white-bearded cleric's convoy. From the saddle of a prancing horse that led the procession, a man named Ali tried to describe his excitement.
Oh yeah, big deal! For 15 years from the enemy. I mean, finally we're celebrating. Thank God.
This was just one of the many celebrations that have been going on across Lebanon for the past 2 days. The credit for the prisoner exchange has gone largely to Hezbollah, the guerrilla group that led the resistance against the Israeli occupation of southern Lebanon. Beirut-based journalist Nicholas Blanford described the prisoner release as a big victory for Hezbollah.
Neither the Palestinian Authority or the Jordanian government has had much success in having their detainees released. Then suddenly we have this fundamentalist Shia Muslim organization reviled by Israel as a terrorist organization, kidnapping a few Israeli soldiers and forcing Israel to negotiate. And 3.5 years later, we have the release of 400 Palestinian prisoners and the return of the Lebanese detainees. So certainly it's being perceived in the Arab and Islamic world as yet another slap in the face for Israel by Hezbollah.
Last night, Hezbollah's leader threatened to kidnap more Israeli soldiers if Israel did not release the rest of its Lebanese prisoners. Ivan Watson, NPR News, Beirut.